002, Thursday night, Shvius, Yerushalmi Shvius, the ninth shiur in Perek Gimel. The ninth shiur in Perek Gimel. We're on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and the Oiv Hodar. Okay, now, according to most Rishonim, we had a Mishnah here about Medayer Sadeu. According to most Rishonim, it's Asur to put behemoths in your field with the intention of being mezabel your field. Even though you're not being mezabel your field, be a dayan. You're doing it indirectly, not directly. So according to most Rishonim, the background of the Mishnah, of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which goes on to Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, is that you're not allowed to be mezabel your field through behemoths. If that's your intention, that'll be the first few lines of the Gemara on the Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that the Mishnah is talking about that's not his intention and his purpose. And the other Mishnah is talking about that is his intention and his purpose. It's probably, certainly only Asur Midrabbanan on Shvius, because the whole Zibul is only Asur Midrabbanan on Shvius. The point of the Mishnah is that. So our Mishnah is talking about that's not your intention. So the Mishnah says, in order to make sure that it doesn't look like that's your intention, so Chachamim were magbil and limited. So you're putting behemoths in the field for other purposes. So Chachamim said, only Beis Osayim. You could do another Beis Osayim after that fills up, if it's Samud to that Beis Osayim. But you can't just do all around wherever you want, because then it'll look like you're being mezabel your field. And that's what the Mishnah is concerned about. You do one Beis Osayim, according to the Chazon Ish, after that fills up, so to speak. The behemoths can't stand there anymore. It's full of zevel, so you can make another one. Some wood, it said. You use the middle wall, you take down those three walls, and you pen in the other three walls. And Shimon Gamliel says you could have 8, you have 2, 4, 6, 8. Wait. Yeah, you do another 1, 2, 3, so that's 4. So that's 4 Beis Osayims. According to the Rambam, it's 5 Beis Osayims. You have the middle one, and then you have 4 all around it. Okay, it's a question how much they were mitzvahs of it. Okay, then the last line of the Mishnah means that you must, after it fills up, you must take out the zevel and pile it the way we learned in the beginning of the Perek, the Mishpalos, the whole system. You must do that. You can't leave it there. It's being mezabel your field. That's one basic approach to the Mishnah, which has as the halacha that you're not allowed to be mezabel your field even through behemoths. The Rambam Shita, according to the Pasa Shulchan, and is that it's mutter to be mezabel your field on Shvius through behemoths. And that's where the Mishnah is coming from. That he's putting his behemoths there to be mezabel his field. And you're not allowed to do that. So, but it's only midrabbanan. So Chachamim said, Rambam holds it's mutter to do. And Chachamim limited. So the Mishnah is talking about a guy that's doing that, and that's his intention. So Chachamim limited what he's doing, and that it's only mutter, Chachamim said, in this oifen, if you limit it, and etc. Yeah, if you limit it the way the Mishnah describes. The last line of the Mishnah doesn't mean you have to take it out and form the Mishpalos. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to be mezabel yechiel, and you stuck to the guidelines of Chachamim. So, what are you doing wrong? Why should you have to take it out? You're allowed to have done what you did. So the Rambam therefore learns, we'll see in the Gemara, I'm just giving the two ways to approach the whole sugya here, and of course, we'll see in the Gemara how the Rambam learns the last line of the Mishnah. Of course, the Chiddush is saying you're allowed to. Okay? And
How does the Rambam explain the Mishnah later?
The last line of the later Mishnah that is talking about you did it by Yadayim, or you broke the rules of Chazal, and you did whatever, you broke the rules of our Mishnah. We're going to really learn it over now. The Chazon Ish, though, learns in the Rambam not like that. Chazon Ish learns that the Rambam is moda, that you're not allowed to be mezavel your field with behemoth. And the whole difference between the Rambam sheet and the other sheet is whether or not you have to take it out of, and Chazal made certain limitations, and you're there, because you didn't have in mind the zibul, you had in mind just to keep the animals there. And the cold question is, if you have to take out the zevel once it's there and it's being mezabel the field, do you have to take it out and make kiderech a mezabelin, as we learn? Okay, so that's the background. Let's learn the Mishnah of Chafala from the base, and I want to make an experiment tonight. I'm announcing that I want to get to the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, to the next Mishnah. So maybe that'll be a spur to do it. Tamon Tninon, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph on the base. Tamon Tninon. So the Gemara Fulda says, the Perek Shachar Zed, next Perek in Halacha Beis. Soda Sheniskavtsa. So the Gemara Fulda says, Niskavtsa means Shenitl HaKoitzim Mimede B'Shvias. You cleared away Koitzim, which are Tlushim. The Rishas, the Rashvuyel speaks out the Tlushim. It's much more Chomor if it's Mechuborin. That clearing away mechuborin is much more a significant act of charisha, of preparing the land for zriya, than just clearing away things that are just strewn about the field. So that's what this kavtsa means. But actually, there's a machlekas amayroim later on daf, whatever daf it's on in Perek Dalet, there's a machlekas what this kavtsa means. But here the mefarshim explain it according to the assumed way that it means to clear away the kotzim. So even though you're not allowed to do that, let's make this clear, but it's only tlushim, it's not such a significant act, and therefore tizara lematzoi shvius, there's no knas. Look in the Rashulio, he says tizara lematzoi shvius, the lekel amiknes say midi, we don't cancel him, the halav avoid the chashiva b'shvius, he it's not such a choshva avoida, because of the toises of hadin imoy, the ilu mechuborin, this is mamish like yechayrish. Pshita de loy tizora, the ikli yisira de yoraisa benati lawson, because it's chorish, and meyapa hakarka, chaymashma bi rishalmi de gasinon tamon omrim bichinitlu koitseho, mashma demuki lo betlushin. Okay.
So he with miyash in the article note that last time he said it was wrong. Rav said it's a told that can't be the Uraisa.
What?
Last time we learned this, the Rav said it can't be the Uraisa, it's a told.
But Mukhubarin?
Yeah, and he heard the Rav. And therefore what? He even said the note is wrong here, what? In the arts part. But the.
You mean because it's a told, so it wouldn't be the Uraisa. But the couple.
The Rav
Shulio says that he considered the Uraisa, but until also Shemiapa Hakarka. I wonder about the Rashulio. The Taka would only be a toldo.
Maybe it's not a toldo, but maybe, I don't know how we should.
L'chayr, it's a toldo. It's not Harisha Mamish. It's not Harisha.
No one would say you are being Torish, you feel.
No, it's not Harisha. This is a classic toldo, where the accomplishment of your act is the accomplishment of the Ov, but it's a totally different act. I mean, that's almost a classic definition of Toldo. But it's true, they got it from the Rav Shrilio, they wrote it over. I don't know if anyone had it. I should have had it. Maybe it's not, it shouldn't be the eraser. I don't know, maybe someone would tie it is the eraser. So here, let's go back to the Taiva, but let's say it was plowed. I don't know, Fulda talks about plowing it twice, plowing it once. We'll have that in the next parak. Why? Mean plowing it twice, you're not allowed to plow it once either. Ocean of Daira, this is where the kasha is coming from. It was Nizdabel through Tzon. So then Loti Zora Lamosoy Shvius, because we can't say. The Rasulio says the Kansina language, we don't avoid the Chashuv of Shvius. Alma also the Daya. Omer Avyona Kini. Kini in Yerushalmi means Kain Hu. It's like a contraction of Kain Hu. Kain Hu Masnisa. The Mishnah is as follows, that it means harotzel hamid sobatoch sodehu, innocently, is the way most will learn, not the Rambam, but most will learn that he means he wants to keep them there for whatever reason. The Rashash says lachlo, v'ligzos, or even just lishmor. I think that's what the Marafolda says. Raklahamit shomatzom, shenglo shom makumacher, meshenkin hosom, kinein lekach, lefika hosom. So that's the difference. So the words of the Yerushalmi Amar of Yonah, kinemas nisa, her rights of Amitzoy Matoch Sodehu, without Tavanosa Luzabel, according to most Rishonim, Oisasar Beisasar. Okay. I just wrote down. So Rav Chaim Kanevsky speaks out. I mean, okay, we saw that 100 times already. Because you're not Mechava. Because you're not Mechava to be Mezabo. Okay. I think the Pnei Moshe, you'll see the Rambam in the Pnei Moshe. Because if you look at the Pnei Moshe, Umishani Rav Yoina Kina Masnis and Avraitel Amit Tzoy Betuch Sadei Oysa Sar Beit Sassayim Kloima Dahochin Bechor Shinon Tavadi L'dayer Kol Sadeihu Oser Veshvias Bahoraitel Lahamid Tzoy Betuch Sadeihu Kadesha Tizdabel. So he learns that's what the Mishnah is talking about, our Mishnah, that he's putting it there Kadesha Tizdabel. So that's the way the Rambam would learn. And now a Mishnah is saying, Oysa Sar Lebeis Asayim, Lo Yoser, Shiyakol Beis Dalet Soin, Nidoni Lekamim Masnisim. I Masnisim, the Perik de Lekamon, my Rishin Adairi Kol Asodeh, Tavikim Asabel is Kol Sodeh Ubishvias, the Zeu Shaosu, the Lefikach Konsu Chachom, the Zeu Matsoy Shvias. So the Pnei Moshe is Lechayer, the way the Rambam would look at our Gemara. Okay?
Do we have any way of understanding? Why would the Chacham do that? You could be Mizam this much. I mean, if they don't like being zibul, they don't like it. They do like it.
No, according to the Rambam, it's the other way around. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to be mezabel through behemoths. They limited you. The etzam pshat in the Mishnah is the same like the Rambam or not.
The Mishnah is like, fine.
Where you coming from? According to the Rambam, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it.
Why limit it?
What?
So why limit it? If then I don't get it.
Chachamim limited the Rambam. It's like saying
you can plant a little. I mean, it's like it's really it's helping grow. I mean, it's like saying you can plant a little.
According to the Rambam, the act itself would be mutter to do.
Don't do a lot.
But the Chacham didn't want you. Maybe because it looks like you're prepared. Looks like you're gonna. Well, whether or not, maybe. You know, first of all, there's a. You may be right. I mean, I jotted down that the Chazon Ish argues whether or not that's pshat in the Rambam. Chazon Ish learns the scent of pshat in the Rambam. Maybe your point is one of the Chazon Ish's points.
Okay, Pnei Moshe, he's not agreeing.
Pnei Moshe is not like that. The Gemara is going to ask whether you have to wait till postuloid they avoid them. So it would be interesting to see what the Rambam holds. In other words, if it's even before Poster of their boy, then maybe that's the way they made clear that's not what you're doing. Okay, let's go back into Gemara. Bakol Oysen Siharim. You could make the walls of the Sahar with anything. Now, Stam, I want to point out, you're using those Vahodar, so I see what they did here. I didn't have it until today. If you look at the Shino in the Schos on the side in the margin, and Oiz Dalit, it says Bereshas, it says Tanya Bakol. So it's a bright. So the Rashulio had his own Nusach. In the old printings of the Rashulio, either in the Sefer of Neatzmo or in the Tznuva printing of Yerushalmi, when they printed the Rashuli, also they printed a running Yerushalmi on top, like the Rishas is Nusach. The Rishas changes the Girsas very, very much. That's what the final decision not to have the default payers of the Rishas was, because he's constantly changing the Girsas. So what I see what Oiz V'Hodah did is he just, rather than the other printers have the Yerushalmi, according to the Rishas. Here, They just, like, it's not even in the Rishas. You're not going to see it in the Rosh Shulia. There's no Divrei Anas Chol Tanya. It was in his Yerushalmi. He was Magi and made a Yerushalmi. So they took it. They took. So it's in the Shulim. My point is, you'll find it in the Shulim as well as you won't find it in the Rishas's Peirush. Okay. They wouldn't back it. No, they wouldn't print it back it. They printed it on Shlomo to the Rishas. Okay. So, Bakolo is sincere, it's a Tesefta or Graisa, whatever. Yeah, you can build it with anything. Machzolos. There must be a word missing here. Yeah, Machzolos, Ubekash, Ubavonim, Ubekonim, Ubeklichos. Even weak material. It doesn't look like a harom. Even if it's a weak material, probably that's a shot. I didn't see it. That's not on the page. Even a weak material, so it looks like a harom. You don't really need to designate the area to keep the animals in, so still, you could do it. Afilu shloisha chavolim zel amala mizeh. So if you look at the shinei neschos, vav, they put in, and it shouldn't be three tfachim between them. Kadeshla yikonis hagedi. At the end of the cotton ball. And really, the Pnei Moshe brings on that gear. So afilu gimel chavolim zel amala mizeh, mosayim betei sefta, it's funny, but you find such things in Bavli. We're not talking about the din of Lobot here, we're not talking about the din of Mechitza here. So there is an aspect to the in Hilchas Mechitzas, it's even more in Sukkah, Kadesh Lo Yikonis Hagdi. That's what we're trying to construct, that it's assumed if it's three Tfachim or more, Gdi will jump in. It was not three tefachim. What?
It's only from the bottom. When once you're getting off the bottom, that's what's used.
There's no more gdi once it's off the bottom. Well, in this Pnei Moshe, you see, not like that.
Right.
Okay, I don't know. Pnei Moshe says what's in the bottom. Gdi. It's actually the Lashon HaTosefta. Maybe up till 10 tefachim high, the gedi can go in. Maybe that's up till 10 tefachim. Anyway, that's what it says here. So zel amala mizeh, and you shouldn't be loved. It must be loved, I mean, but no. It must be within three tefachim of each other, but not out loved. It doesn't sound like. It sounds like out that aspect of the shikanes hagedi. So here, you say you're putting your animals on one side of the field to watch them. So if an animal makes its way in, it's not so safe. Okay. So that's a filu shloish chavolim zelam alam is that. Now we get up to very cryptic or hard words. The broad just dispenses with it. The gross goyrus, like look at that gross, are grown aleph, b'vach loyeh bein sar l'sar, meaning bein evan la'evan, if that's what it's constructed with, chen bechevel l'chevel, if that's what it's constructed with, it shouldn't be three tefachim between them. I think that's the whole Gemara. We have as follows. U'b'vach loyeh bein sar l'sar, kimelo sar. Now, for the Marafold, it's clear he was learning u'b'vach loyeh, that we do need that minimum. So I saw the Pnei Moshe is the best for our gear, so the way we have it. But it's on the after the Divrei HaMaskel, Afilu Gimel Chavolim Zeh L'malam Yizeh. So 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. Hai Ublevach Lo Yehe Bein Tzar L'Sayer the Kosov Kan Mil Sachriti. Going is a Mil Sachriti. V'achi Garis B'tei Sefta Eker Misahar Zeh. So, what are we talking about here? We're talking about that, obviously we're talking about that they could be some distance one from the other, the two Sahars. maybe the market is, and it's a melosar. You know, according to the Tanakhama, it's 8 besos. It could be distant, and according to the second Tana, it could only be one a besosayim difference. Obviously, it's patterned after the how big the sar should be. The shaila is, what is it talking about? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky learned, because we had a mission, it has to be tzomut. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky learns that either we're talking about 2 fields that it's nikar, that they're different. That's what I'm hearing that. Last week we said it, we weren't so sure. It's nikar, it's called 2 fields. There's a gvul in the middle, and it's called 2 fields. Maybe I said, maybe whatever is called 2 fields, the Maseches Peah would be called 2 fields here. So that's one case. So they don't have to be tzamud. Or another case would be, if Chaim suggests that he was mefane it already from the zevel. And once you mefane from the zevel, it's bottle what was done, and now you can start. So now you can make another sahar, and it doesn't have to be tzamud, because this sahar is bottle as a sahar already, because you already took out the zevel into the field. So according to the Pnei Moshe and according to our Girsa, if this is what's going on, we're makbid that it shouldn't be too far from each other. That's what it shouldn't be too far. The shear is whatever constitutes the whole sar system. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's 8. According to him, it's 2. But it shouldn't be too far from each other. I guess if it's too far from each other, then it looks again. It looks like you're being mezavel. You're being mezavel. It looks like that's your purpose. It looks like that's what you're doing. That's if it's too far. So therefore, ubelavat shelo yehei bein sar l'sar kimaloi sahar. It shouldn't be that far from each other. And also, hamakom that's between them, cholebo v'gozeizbo umolach umevius atzon derech oleha. So if you look in the Pnei Moshe, to continue with the Pnei Moshe, also hamakom shemein sar l'sar cholebo umavius atzon misar l'sar derech oleha ve'ein achoshesh. We're not afraid. I guess they're a hakroi, or they can pass by. So we're not afraid it'll look like you're making this place a sar too. That he's trying to make a bigger sar than Chazal allowed him to do. They're over derech aleha. They pass by, walking through a place. Okay, so that's the Pnei Moshe with the help of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that we're talking about you're basically making 2 sahars, and for whatever reason he doesn't have to follow the Mishnah's guideline that they have to be tzamud next to each other. So in that case we say okay, but it can't be that far from each other either, or else the face, it looks like you're not should be mezavel a whole shetach there, and you can have them pass derech hakroi in the middle. That's what it said. Good. Now, the Marafulda, Avol bepochos mizeh nira kimedayer kol sadeh. The Marafulda apparently learns that they have to be a distance from each other. Again, it's the same thing, I guess, as with Chaim Kanievsky, that you're talking about, you don't have to make it tzamud, but either you're making another base of sayim for, again, the same reason why it's mutter. So avul bepochos mizeh nira kimedayer kol sadehu. If he bakes it too, you know, it's like mamish, like the exact opposite svara. We prefer that it look like 2 different base of science. So it's nikar, he's doing a base of science, and he's doing a base of science. So either way, we want it to be distance from each other, so that it's clear he's following Chazal's like base of science idea. Now Shenkin, if they're too close to each other, Avul bepochos mizeh, I'm reading from the Marafulda, nira kimedayer kol sadehu. So again, it looks like he's trying to cheat. He's trying to add on to the limitations that Chazal made. Okay, so that's the Marafulda.
I understand. Before we said it should be juxtaposed.
That's the Mishnah. That's the best. Chazal said you do 2 base of science. That's what we're allowing you to do. 2 base of science.
Right.
And you do one, and it fills up, and then you do the other.
And they have to be right next to each other.
And they have to be tzamud.
Okay.
So now we have a case where they don't have to be tzamud. Let's take, he cleared that out already. And now he wants to do it again. He wants to make another base of sign.
So what happened to the Svara that we said in the Mishnah? That
it's cleared out. It's bottom. Like this base of sign was bottom.
I understand. But in the Mishnah we said, you know, it's best if it's one next to the other. Now
in the Mishnah, it's not cleared out in the Mishnah.
I understand.
So the Mishnah is the basic halach. If I ask you how much of an area did Chazal allow him to be mezabel or to allow his behemoth to be mezabel? The answer is base arba'a sa'in. It's not a din it has to be tzomud. It has to be tzomud because Chazal allowed him one area, base arba'a sa'in, and he has to do two sa'in at a time. Can't even do them bavasachas. He has to do one base of sign and then another base of sign. That's what Chazal allowed him to do. Now, apparently, now there's a Tosefta that talks about a different case where he's doing two base of signs that are not sumud. And how do you get away with that? Either it's a markedly different field, so each field has its own heter of a base of sign. He's not even looking to do as much heter as the Mishnah. He just wants to make a base of sign in each field. So they're not tzomud. Another reason they might not be tzomud is because he cleared out the zevul from it, and it's very possible that the chiyagam doesn't have to be tzomud. Once it doesn't have to be tzomud, so now we have to deal with, like, how do we avoid, or what's the best way to try to avoid that it shouldn't look like he's being mezabel in his field willy nilly? Yeah. So the Pnei Moshe learns it's better. It shouldn't be too far away. It doesn't have to be tzomud. It shouldn't be so far away. Right? That's what the Pnei Moshe learns. And the Marafulda apparently is the other way around. That it shouldn't be too close to each other. But then it looks like you're violating Chazal's limitations. Keep it far to make sure you're keeping to Chazal's limitations. That's so the girl, like the girl, like. He knocks out the whole thing. You could look up the Tosefta, you know, if we'd be learning a little more Be'iyun, we'd stop and we get it at the Tosefta and see what the Chazon Yecheskel says and see what the Chasdei David says. I had a very, and another embarrassing moment this week. Like, it's so typical American, but I was by a certain Pesach in Yerushalayim. And I asked them, had a question about a sect of a will that's not a halachic will, a regular legal will. So I said, on the tzad that it's okay, I had a certain question, on the tzad that it's okay. So he said, familiar, you know, He says, the Achiezer, the famous Achiezer that suggests that it's okay, at least for the Eben, it's chal. You have to listen to it. So he said, yeah, the Achiezer. So I said, yeah, Rav Moshe. He gave me like a look. Like, Achiezer. Like of Chaim Moshe. So, he had to grow. So, okay. Anyway, so when it's not somud, so you have this difference. So as I said, Chasdei David. That's what reminded me of the story. The Chasdei David was. Chasdei David is the classic Mefarshim on Tosefta that everyone used.
That was pre.
Now, people like him use Tosefta Kipshuta, what's it called? But, you know, but you hide it. That's written
will
by.
You get what I'm saying?
I've got his name. What?
Shaul.
Yeah, Shaul Lieber. All the rest of she was used it in the privacy of their home. What? Anyway, so okay, and also Makom, you could use Derech Hakroi. Also Makom means Sar Lasar. I'm reading from the Marafold. She writes a lot. Nisal Lasar, who Makom says Derech Hakroi. Yeah, you could use the Derech Hakroi. There's now the space between the two sires. Whether you learn like the Pei Moshe or like the Marafulda, there's space between the two sires. So the Gemara is saying, Yechidish, you could end up using that space also, and maybe it'll get filled with Zevel also, as long as you do it Derech Akroi. The last few lines of the Daf says, Shimagami Eloyim Beishinoin Asson. So really, if you learn in the Mishnah, I mean, you learn Pashas, you need some wood. So if you learn in the Mishnah, not five, but four, so the Gemara will now be describing how it's still tzamud. It's tzamud like you're using the post. Tani Rav Shimon Elazar Oimer, and Rav Shimon Elazar will be the same as Rav Shimon Gamliel, Im Grotza, and that'll be the pshat, that he's describing and explaining the Mishnah. Im Grotza Tokeyas Yosei Ba'aretz, Ba'isar Ba'asorin, Barbar Ruchoseh, Shel Shmonas Son. So he's explaining how you do it, and it's still like sort of called tzamud. What? According to most Rishonim, it's not. According to the Rambam, it's a Rishita. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah meant 10.
Yeah,
Okay, according to the Rambam, there's a Rishita here. And according to the others, it's an explanation of Shimon Gamliel. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the Chav Beis
Manalos. You don't think Shimon Gamliel needed one wall thing? In other words, this way you don't have one wall that you
Shimon Gamliel, in the Mishnah, you have a post.
Right.
So according to so this is the
issue. Do you have pictures in your book? I have
pictures. Yeah, I have this picture.
Oh, yeah, nice picture.
This picture. This is not.
No, so he wants to say in the Mishnah,
yeah,
you start with one and then you have to keep one wall. And you move there and you have to keep a wall.
So
there.
Also this is not the explanation of that then.
No, that's this is
the first, okay, as I also.
Yeah, right. And you can
okay. So wait. So
that's it. It looks the same at the end.
I understand.
But it doesn't.
So according to the Pnei Moshe, though, Rav Shimon Elazar is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Fulda doesn't say anything. The Rosh Shrilio and the Pnei Moshe both say Rav Shimon Elazar is the elaboration of Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Okay.
Okay, so it's okay, you can say it. It's fine with me. You know, what's his name? Who wrote the Kavanaki? He was just next to me.
Carmel.
He wrote the Kavanaki. He had a chavrusa they learned for like 20 years. They did shvius in 10 years and maishvus in another 10 years. We just finished maishvus in Augsburg. We just did English maishvus. So they're Kevin Naki. Okay. What?
In the Mishnah, yeah.
He just says eight. He doesn't say eight. He just says.
But he doesn't say
make eight. I mean, according to the Rambam, it's make another eight.
Ravas Achas or one after the other.
I don't know. Pashas have to say why make the Machlekes. So say it's also one after the other. If someone says Ravas Achas. Okay, let's go back to the Chav Beis Man Aleph. Now, according to most Mefarshim, we start off first of all with the word Tani. Look at the Shimon, the Sfas Aleph, and the Rishas is Rishalmi, it's the word Tani. We're talking about now being Mezavel the field on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And working. So, Tani.
Is this in Shvi'is? This Amr is talking about Shvi'is specifically.
The coming Amr is not talking about Shvi'is. Right, according to most Mepharshim, the coming Amr is not talking about Shvi'is. Once we're talking about the, if you're allowed to be Medayer your field or not, so we go off on a tangent and we talk about being Medayer your field on Shabbos and Yontif and paying for someone else to do it. So Aim Medayer and Tony Aim Medayer and Loi B'Shabbos is the Loi B'Yam Toivim. So here we're talking about being medayer them for the purposes of zibul. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. Kadei sheyotziu zevel, and that's what the Rishash says. Ein machlisim behem los lasod the kadei sheyizdabel when they shemira ka'avodas karka. Avogav lo yovid midi biyadayim gazri haimishim shar avodas anasus biyadayim. Okay. So that's yeah. So you're not allowed to do it. Afilu b'toiva. Marafuda learns it means shein lebailim lasos. Someone came and did it, and all the Bailam have to do is be machzik toive to him. Nami osur afal gavdei matzorach liten loyschar. Afilu mezoinois. Afilu hachi osur.
Has to be
marked, I guess. But, so you're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to tell him to do it. You're not allowed to tell him to do it, even if he's going to do it b'chinam. That's what the Mara. Even if you're not allowed to tell someone to do it, even if all you will owe him is Karas HaTayif. Okay, the Pnei Moshe doesn't learn like that, and the Mato Koi, okay, that's too complicated to do. Anybody have to do it? They didn't let us, in here, here's the Oiz Vahod Yerushalmi, it just has the Chaim Kanievsky on the side. They didn't let us use it. In Maestros, they didn't let us already. What does he say? Afilu b'toyv lo yasa came b'sode chaveiro. That's what Chaim Kanievsky wrote. Again. The Marafulda seems to learn you can't tell a guy to do it. You can't tell a guy to do it even if you won't pay the guy. That's what Marafulda seems to learn that way. Pnei Moshe has a pshat that it doesn't go on the past din, it goes on the future din. It's too complicated to get into. Chaim Kanievsky learns the like, Ein medayim loy b'shabbos. Vafilu b'toyva lo yasa kein b'soda chaveiro. Don't, we're talking to you. We're saying don't do it on your friend's field. Vafilu ein anoytel sochor el yachzuk loy toyva osir. Don't do it for your friend. Don't do it for your friend. I don't see the. It's going to be pesado. Bishlam and Marafulda learns you can't tell someone to do it. So that's a chiddush. You can't tell a guy. First of Marafulda, I would learn he's telling a guy. You can't tell a guy to do it. Chaim Kanievsky is funny. Like, what would be the chiddush? If he learns Ein Medayra means you can't do it today, Shikuz Dada. So Afilu B'toyva means don't do it. Don't do it. Even just. Don't do it. Okay, so we're going to go with the Gra now. Vimbo me'alehen, and if they came by themselves, you didn't tell them to come. Ein mesayim oyson, so you can't do anything to help them. And I guess now we have some examples. Vena Rashoi, I'm following the Gros Gersa. Afilu b'toyv, v'mbo me'alehem, but if they came by themselves, in the Sinai, son. Vena Rashoi, lo'ish of Shomer, that certainly would be a help. Not a rather. Kadesh Yambu b'toyv, Sadeu, the Rash Shriliel says. Can't make it put a Shomer there. Below the Na'eres Atzol. You can't like move them from place to place. So again, Kadeshit is Dabo Kol Hasadeh, the Rishash says. Maybe that's a way of so. Ain't never show you the Shema below the Naira Satsain. Because that's called you being Mazabo the field, I guess. Not below the Naira Satsain. It's not direct. It's in there. It's not any more indirect than the whole putting the animal there to be mazabah. Okay, but territory, we're just detailing the toivas that you can't do. You can't help him out in any way. The guy came on his own. He's being, and he's putting animals in your field, so you can't help them out anyway. You know, Shalosh Hashomer, to watch over, to make, you know, to watch. Loyal Naris Hatzai. Is that something that's also to do with Shvius? Loyal Naris Hatzai. And that's Misayeya Hatzoy Lahatul Glolim. Okay, so you all do that on Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, Bimbo Me'ale. Oh, wait, the Gro. Okay, I'm back, I'm looking at the Gro. Vimhoyu Oysun Imoy Shabbos Echad, Echadish Echad, Eshvua Achas. If their contract, the Goy's contract, is in an allowable span of time, so then Messiah also, then you're allowed to help him because he's not doing anything yet, so you can help him. Well, you can help him even on Shabbos. The Yimhoyu Oysin, Yimhoyu Shabbos, Lachaydish, Lachmayid. Very good, but yeah, I've been blown my own way here. You can't put your animal down in the middle of the field. I'll think of it to you. You blow me a land, if people came and they did it, you're not allowed to help them. And if you're allowed to shine up, then I'll have said something. But, in Hoyu, I see my Shabbos, Echad, 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 and they're choosing Shabbos a week, you know, the week, a month, or a Shemitah, and they come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they do it then. That's their choice. They want to do it then. So then, Messiah, my son, who are Shayla Hashem Shem, Shayla the Naras at Sayyid. Where it's called they're working for themselves because they're choosing to do it on Shabbat. They can do it Friday, they can do it Sunday. They're choosing and they have a long term contract. They don't have to do it this day. So then the Sayyid Naisen, you're allowed to help them out. Okay. Then comes Tanir Shim Gamliel. Wait, so the reason for the heter clearly, wait. See, I hear, my folder says it's an Indian of Havlah. See, in the next Marafolda, look at the Marafolda Asa Lanar. Aval Gav Shasachan Zabal Sadeo, Mikomakin Rashol in Naran. Aval Shasachan Zamarup, Rashol in Naran, Chosme Marakan Shemachsiyon Mas. What am I bothered by? Here the Maravulda says here it's an Indian, we're talking about like the din of Havlah. Okay, my memory is a din because it's like a Kabbalah. If he's choosing to work on Shabbos, you don't have to recognize it. That's why it's Mutter. Boy, may I lay in, you're not allowed to help them. for a week. So then the Sayan Aysam. It's not just schar. It's more like, because he's more like a kamblin, because he's choosing to do a job. It's no one told him to. Where Shoy was a general and I was at some. Okay. My father says, Havlah, Havlah is sometimes mutari when you. Okay, here we're talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's Havlah, right? You pay him for the services.
But we're not here.
No paying for the day, you pay him to do the job. Give him work before Shabbos. That's how it's law. But here we're saying that if they're doing it by law, here it doesn't make sense of law. Why should that allow him to be Moshiach Shomer and an Aras Hatzayim? So that it is explained that the point here isn't of law, the way the Marafuda says it, the point is that it's the guy's choice when to do it. So he's choosing to do a Shabbos, but he's working for himself when he does that. He's not working for you. He's not working by a regular kabbalah. Tony of Shimon Gamli Aloyim, if a Shabbos Medayim B'Kaiva, and as we're afraid, if you, this is already, we said, in Bo Me Aloyim, Aim the Sayan Oysen. You can't do anything that makes you look like you're higher. So the Shabbos, you have to just say, Toivo, beyond that you could even give him the Zainus, of course, why?
Who's
the
Bohem
Me'alayim? The guy came into the field.
Or the sheep that are coming Me'alayim.
I don't know, someone
might
have
liked that. And Messiah no son. Not Messiah no son.
And that's how he's learning. That's how Felix is learning.
I think so, I'm not sure. The Messiah no son. You don't help the sheep move further into the field and give more of that.
So good morning, Bob, in my cotton. In Babylon, my cotton. Tanra Bon name, a diamond like a Shabbos is Levy and Tavim Levy Kalish and Moyed. The Mbo'u Me'alehen Mutter. The animal came by itself. So then what's mutter? Aim a diary, you mean it's mutter to let him stay there. They aim a sayan or your son?
No, the sayan is to move them or move them further, to get them to move further in the field, to give
the examples
for that one.
My son says both children. Aim a sayan or your son, the behemoth love of the sodder. Or your mokrim hain, aim a sayan or your son, see him, the mokrim or mokrim. They should disable call Asad of the Born Batsma. Okay, so. They Moshe and Shemer, I use Khir Shabbos, Khir Chodesh, Khir Shonas, Khir Shabua. So then Messiah Moshe. See, Rashi and Moikot says, Ki'ilu shel machrim hu. Ki'ilu shel machrim hu. So that sounds like, okay. So Shabbos you can say thank you, and Yom Tov you can give him the sinus. B'chadu shel moyin afidu b'schak. Tony Asoy, okay. I mean, if they came by themselves, you can give them schar. It's mutter to tell the guy when. You could even tell him to come.
Well, this Tani is saying.
That's what Shemuel
is saying, yeah.
He said,
Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. Okay, almost made it.